Your morning agenda. Check out the podcast at podcast1australia.com.au. The lovely, the gorgeous, the effervescent Natasha Belling. Very good morning to you, Tash. How are you this morning?
The check is in the mail, Matt. Happy Friday. How are you?
Look, I'm very well. Plenty to talk about this morning. Joe Biden, of course, the inauguration of Joe Biden. It was stellar.
Yeah, he got a little bit teary because Joe Biden, the new US president, he is the 46th US president. And in his speech as he was leaving his hometown, he mentioned that his son, who passed away from cancer, Beau, he would have actually been 46. You know, he passed away when he was 46. So we're talking about the fact that it was a very, very emotional day, that he missed his son terribly. His son, of course, before passing away, was a US politician. But it has been history unfolding with Donald Trump leaving the White House and the US president, new president Joe Biden taking office. He has certainly got down to business today. Breaking news out of the US that he has signed a number of executive orders to tackle the ongoing COVID crisis in the US. Would you believe he has announced this morning that he is expecting the number of Americans rather to die from COVID-19 to reach 500,000 next month, which is more Americans will be dying from COVID-19 that were killed during World War II. So let's hope they start to get a handle on the crisis unfolding in the US.
They certainly need to, no doubt. Australian Open, what's happening there?
Oh my gosh, can you believe this? The disaster is continuing. That is the Australian Open. Very interestingly, a Spanish tennis player who hit out at Australian authorities over its strict quarantine rules, with the tennis players and officials having to go into hotel quarantine before the Open kicks off. She has actually announced that she has tested positive for COVID-19. She is a 23-year-old, as I mentioned, Spanish tennis player. And very interestingly, she has tested positive about 6 days after she arrived in Australia. So, of course, the calls are growing for the Australian Open to be called off, but it looks like it will be going ahead as planned.
Feel Good Friday. Got to end the segment on a feel-good story. And this is a ripper, the Screaming Hotline. What can you tell us?
Matt Mann, are you a bit stressed at the moment?
Always stressed. I work in radio.
Look, we're all feeling a bit stressed. We need a bit of a feel-good Friday story. This is one that I think you would absolutely love. A new service has been developed in the US by a school teacher, and it's called Just Scream. He invented a phone line that you can call and you can actually just scream into it for as loud as you want and for as long as you want. There's no one at the end of the line. It's just an answering service.
Right.
And then you hang up. Would you believe there has been 70,000 recordings since the hotline launched? What do you think about that?
Well, it doesn't surprise me at all, considering what's happening in the world at the moment.
Don't you love a big scream, though, for a Friday?
Oh, you better believe it. Tash, just hang there. I'll get the number, all right? I need it.
I said that's what my husband's for. I don't need a hotline number.
Fantastic. Always a good chat. And thank you so much for your time this morning, Tash. Natasha Belling, your morning agenda. Check out the podcast at podcast1australia.com.au. Otherwise, simply download the Podcast One Australia app.